We're not asking for contributions or for charity because that isn't fair. So we've based our campaign, our Kickstarter campaign, on that quid pro quo. Like, we're selling incentive. And all the planning we've done for the last few months for this Kickstarter, we did the most planning on the incentive part. What are we going to offer people who are kind enough to support our business, who have probably been supporting our business by buying coffee? So we want to continue that. So we pulled out some things that are we don't normally offer. We sourced coffee that we don't normally offer. We had some things made for some coffee kits, some bags, some special ceramic mugs from a lot of local artists. People will get something for every level that they donate. You won't just donate and get a high five or a hug. You're actually getting something for it. You might get, you know, warm fuzzies, but you also get something else.
Okay, so explain to me how your business works. What is the size of the roaster that you have now?
So we have a 5-kilo roaster, which means that optimally it runs at about 75% capacity. So 9 pounds go in. We have about 15% water loss in the coffee. So we come out with a little less than 8 pounds every batch. So,
and how long does it take to make a batch?
Roughly about 13, 14 minutes. So we can, if we're on top of it, we can do 3 batches an hour. And that's just become really tedious with the amount of orders we have right now.
How many hours a day is the roaster running at the moment?
We typically run it about five, maybe 6 hours a day for about at least 5 days a week. We can usually package faster than we can roast. And so when that started happening, maybe we're getting quicker at packaging.
So you're running and that thing's walking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're trying to run. Yeah, it's pulling us back a little bit.
So how big would the projected roaster be?
So we're trying to get a 15-kilo roaster, which would triple our capacity, allow us to grow a little bit more, but really just maintain. We're more interested at this point in just maintaining the level of quality that we've taken so long to build. And so we don't have any immediate plans to grow, just boom, with a bigger roaster. We just want to maintain and put quality above quantity, you know.
Is a coffee roaster, like it seems almost everything is now, computerized?
It is. It involves computers, but it's not automated. It's all still manual, but there's a couple companies, one of which we're going to buy a roaster from, that has like an auxiliary system that has a computer, that has a software that tracks your entire roast. So when we were looking for a roaster, we were interested in old technology. You know, it's a cast iron roaster like the way they've been built for a long, long time. But it's also got this modern computer system on it,
which allows you to more finely calibrate everything you're doing, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's where the science part of it comes in. Yeah, being able to repeat things and analyze what you're doing and make changes, not just totally winging it. And
for who knows how long, I guess people have been drinking coffee since, well, at least the 18th century, right? So,
yeah.
So for the longest time, I guess, roasting was just like so many things. It was just a person developing a nose and an eye, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we still depend on that. And even with the bigger roaster, with all that software, like, it's really, it comes down to experience and taste, you know, developing your palate and what you smell. And in the moment, knowing what to do with the coffee, regardless of what, you know, the computer's telling you.
A coffee roaster, I guess, is your biggest investment.
It is, yeah. I have to say, even now, the small coffee roaster we have is probably the biggest asset I've ever owned.
So this thing's an expensive addition to your business.
It is. It will always, I think the roaster will always be the biggest.
So how much is the one that you're talking about buying cost?
So with the machine with the auxiliary system that I was talking about, runs about $45,000.
So that's pretty significant.
It's very significant. And then we'll additionally have, there's installation fees, which will be in the thousands, and shipping from Portugal, which will be another $5,000. So
Portugal?
Yeah.
They make the best coffee roasters?
I don't know about the best, but right now they're the one, they're making the one, a company called Joper, they're making the one I'm most impressed with. It's a big investment. We're asking for $35,000 through Kickstarter, and if we're successful, we'll net about $24,000, and we'll match that. We'll in fact contribute about $30,000 for the whole project to be complete.
So it's basically a 50-50 proposition. You're looking for about 50% from Kickstarter, and you put the other 50% in.
Yep. Yeah. Roughly, it's about that.
You have an interesting business model. What I'm getting from you is that you're not strictly profit-driven. that you regard yourself more as a kind of community asset.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when the way I approach my business personally is kind of lifestyle based. I when I sit down and think about it, it's pretty selfish in that regard, because, you know, I talk about bringing my family in, and we are doing, so we've chosen to do something that we like, that we like to do. We're trying to kind of create not only our careers we want to have, my wife and I, but we kind of want to create something that we'd like to see in our hometown. So, yeah, I think it's pretty selfish in that regard, and hopefully, you know, the community will continue to be supportive of that. I think we're making a product that contributes to the community in some way. It fills some sort of need, you know. But it's not profit-driven. It's about achieving, for me, a lifestyle that allows me to continue doing this and get better and better at it.
You're working with a very volatile commodity.
Yeah.
Coffee is a very iffy thing. We've already talked about that, right?
It
how
is.
Difficult it is and how easily you can screw it up. And there's a million ways to screw it up.
Yeah.
And you've always had this acme in your mind, I think, of what you want in terms of the coffee that you produce.
Yeah, that's true. There's always something, you know, I've told people before, I rarely sit down and enjoy, truly enjoy a cup of coffee that I've produced. I'd never feel like I'm completely happy with what I'm doing. And I guess when the day comes where I sit down and say, well, I've just achieved the perfect cup of coffee, then it's probably time to just hang up my hat and quit or retire while I'm on top. And I don't think that's ever going to happen, you know? So I think that kind of restlessness that I have about the craft itself has, you know, continued to drive me for almost 5 years now. Yeah.
And will continue to drive you, I suspect, for at least another 50.
Yeah, and that's what I'm excited about, you know, getting a new roaster like this, something that has more capability than what I'm working on now. It's really, I think, going to open up some more avenues and channels for me to learn.
Velo Coffee is at 509 East Main Street. Their telephone number is 718-8161. They're on the web, velocoffee.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.